is Di Sihi with the Buddha Center Online, and I'm just here at the first day of the international gathering, the Sri Ratna International Gathering at Atishtana, and the sun is blazing down. It's really, really warm, which was foretold it was going to happen. And I'm here now with Atulia Mitra from Dublin. How are you getting on, Atulia Mitra?
Hi, it's Di Sihi. Yes, we arrived this morning and we're met with this beautiful sunshine. As always seems to be the case when I come to Atishtana. I went into Ratnaguna's talk this morning and was immediately immersed in the myth and the magic of the gathering with his beautiful stories and his magical Dharma teaching. I'm looking forward now to catching up with friends and some more storytelling, and in particular Maitreya Bandhu's talk tonight.
So I'm Kathy, and I am the partner of Subhadasi, and Subhadasi is the chair of Brighton Buddhist Centre, and we live in Ringmer, which is near Lewes, and it's our first time at this gathering. And
did you come as a family?
We came as a family, so we've got 10-year-old twins, Edith and Foster. Edith sitting here under the tree with me doing some finger knitting, is that called, Edith? Yeah, so it's a new thing. She's just been taught how to do it.
And is that over at the kids' area?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she's also been trying to learn to juggle this morning.
Oh, wow. Busy morning then.
Yeah. And I've just come out of a yoga class. I've just been doing some Iyengar yoga, which was very, very lovely. And I feel very relaxed.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. So you're sitting under a lovely...
I'm sitting under a beautiful oak tree.
Oak tree.
With the occasional acorn falling on my head. But that's as bad as it gets.
That's not bad, is it?
Not bad.
So how have you been finding day one, and where are you from?
I'm from Brighton, day one. So for me, I'm quite tired. So I'm sort of regarding it as a bit of a holiday rather than a sort of... an opportunity to spiritually advance myself or learn anything. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of an opportunity to sort of hang about and have sort of more sort of tea break type conversations. And just to enjoy people who like to have conversations that I like to have, which is, I guess, to sort of utter that sort of overused sentence of enjoying the community or sangha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the main element of what I've been doing today. Yeah, and probably will do for the weekend as well. Sure. Rather than go to any workshops and really...
Have you been at a big gathering like this before?
Yeah, I was here a couple of years ago.
For the international gathering?
Yeah.
And how is it comparing to that so far?
I guess for me, it's fine. Yeah, there's something about... there's always something about when I'm in like a space where there's lots of people, of just kind of keeping my own pace of things and my own sort of integrity of how I want to experience or how I want to move through the mm-hmm. the sort of environment. So I've been staying quite loyal to that.
Have you gone to the talk or...?
No, I went to the opening last night.
Yeah.
And then today, I wanted a slow morning. So by the time I'd gotten round to looking at the board, things had kind of started. And then, as I sort of said, like just having conversations. So, chatting to Alex for ages, and then we're going to go and eat ice cream, and then, it might be dinner time. But yeah, and also, there's something really important about not only this environment but general environments, be it at a centre or at Buddhafield Festival or wherever, of not being what other people expect of me, which feels really important. So everybody's very smiley, aren't they?
Mm.
So they sort of smile and nod at me, and it's so. But then sometimes are we just partaking in some sort of superficial exchange just to reassure each other that everything's okay, but rather just try and sort of move at my own sort of pace with it, whilst also being a part of it and joining in. Like I'm really enjoying, if nothing else, the atmosphere itself is just really enjoyable, and I really appreciate the aesthetic and also the energy.
Hello, I'm Sangha Jata. I'm from Cambridge,
And this is my first time at an international gathering. The weather here is glorious,
yes,
so it's
yes.
definitely festival weather here. This is what I find when I come to Addis Ababa, that some things are always new and some things are always, you know, amazing. So beautiful gardens, beautiful new tea rooms. So today, I went to Ratnaguna's talk this morning, which was a very interesting mixture of stories and inspiration. Yes, I really envisaged myself as that ugly duckling trying to change into a swan. And I am a swan, really, is what Ratnaguna says. So I love that. I love that. And this afternoon, I mean, I've just had the most magical afternoon. I was at a concert with a beautiful singer, Natalia, from the LBC. And I just felt transported every time she spoke, every time she sang, rather. You know, it wasn't just listening to singing. There was a message in every one of her songs. So that was wonderful.
It was a very carefully curated song list as well.
She'd thought it through, hadn't she? Really, really well, to sort of take us through, well, several bardos, as she described them. And I certainly felt that. I certainly felt I'd been on a journey at the end. So that was a wonderful experience. And then I've just done my first ever Tai Chi session.
Lovely.
With Abhayamati. Yes, and that was particularly enjoyable. So under the shade of a huge tree, out in the fresh air, learning Tai Chi. Yes.
So you're set up nicely now for the rest of the week.
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, I'm just in a glorious, relaxed, happy state. Yes, so... thank you for organising this wonderful international gathering.